Hey guys, welcome back to the Salty Canadian Podcast. Today is a very special episode as it is the anniversary episode. I've been doing the podcast since July 12th, 2017, so it's been one full year. Yay, how exciting is that? So, I hope you all enjoy. So, as of this recording, I am currently at 1,708 downloads. I know it's kind of small because it's such a small podcast, but it's always a lot of fun and I enjoy doing it, and you'll find out why eventually. So, what I'm going to start off with, I had posted something on my Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and it said, if a Canadian falls in the forest and no one's around to hear, does he or she apologize? Well, here is what some of my pod friends had said. So, Left Behind Pod said, of course, I apologize to walls that I walk into. He's also Canadian, and it's also a great podcast. Next, we have an answer from All Bad Things Podcast. Hopefully, because Canadians are basically the only hope for humanity at this junction. I don't know exactly what that means, but I thought it was pretty funny. And last but not least, Things I Found Online Podcast. Of course he does, and the way he says sorry is absolutely delightful. So, that was basically all for that, so I am going to jump into the questions, so let's go. So first things first, let me just tell you a little bit about myself. As I usually put at the beginning of my podcast, my name's Sarah. As of the date of this podcast, I am 26 years old. I have an amazing husband and a 4-year-old daughter. As of the record time, this is recording. She'll be 5 coming up very soon. We live in Ontario, Canada. Actually, not that far from a few podcasters like Tyler and Beck from the Minds of Madness. I don't live very far from Karen Wickham from Stat. Also not too far from Christy Lee from Canadian True Crime, and probably a whole bunch of other ones that I'm missing, but those are ones that I listen to that I know are from the area. It's such a beautiful place to live. I'm just going to jump into the questions here that I had help with from my very good friends. So here we go. So question one, why did you start a podcast? Well, I mainly started a podcast because I tend to be shy. I did get to do an interview with History Goes Bump back last year, just shortly before I decided to start my own podcast. So that's mainly what got me to do my podcast. So hip hip hooray for that. What is the best episode you have done and why? I kind of like all my episodes. If you could travel anywhere for any amount of time, where would you go? I would probably like to go to Hawaii. That would be a pretty cool place to go. What does your ideal kitchen look like? Enough space to make meals. I have a very tidy kitchen in my apartment and I absolutely don't like it. If you could pick anywhere to live, I would stay right where I am because it's a nice town. Do you miss any of your old houses? Not really. The bucket list one was answered on my previous episode of things at least I want to do this summer. Let's see. What do you recommend on Netflix? I just recommend Netflix in general. I watch too much stuff to even decide what to suggest. Now, this was a fun one. So, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? And the answer to that is as much wood as a woodchuck could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood. Such a tongue twister. Do you believe in life after love? Love that song. And yes, I do so believe in life after love. My favorite color would have to be any color, I would have to say. If you could change anything about yourself, what would it be? I am actually currently trying to lose weight. If you could have any superpower, what and why? I would like super speed so I could clean my house without having to stop. My worst fear is heights. I definitely do not like heights. If you could change your name, what would you change it to? I think when I was younger, I wanted it to be Sierra instead of Sarah. So, yeah. If I could play any instrument, what would I play? Well, I play the clarinet, the flute, and the bass clarinet. So, those are the only instruments I would play. If you could be in any TV show, what would it be? I don't know. I like too many TV shows just to pick one. Do you enjoy reading books? If so, what type? I like all books. Like to listen to music? Yes, I like to listen to music. What is the most annoying sound in the world? Sometimes the way I talk. And nails on a chalkboard. What is your favorite scent? I absolutely love the smell of lavender. What is your favorite accent? British, Australian, you know, those ones that kind of sound sexy. Do you have a favorite time of day? Afternoon? I have a favorite time of year. I like fall because my birthday is in the fall. So I always love the fall. How do you sleep? And do you think the way you sleep describes your personality type? I kind of sleep all over the place. And I am somewhat all over the place and completely random. So I would have to say yes. Chocolate or vanilla? Depends on my mood. Like right now, I have a big tub of chocolate ice cream in my fridge, and I love chocolate bars. Coke or Pepsi, that also depends, because most places either, especially restaurants, either have Coke or Pepsi products, so gotta love both. What food do you hate? There's quite a few. I don't like spinach all that much. I hate olives. Can't stand them. If you had a twin, would you be the good or the evil? I think I'd be a mixture of both. We would both be a mixture of both. That way, no one would be able to tell us apart. And that would be so freaking cool. But since I don't have a twin, that is definitely kind of hard. So yeah, that's basically it for the questions. So I hope y'all enjoyed just finding out a little about me. It's definitely exciting. There are a few podcasts that I will be joining in the near future, so I will announce those shortly. It is now summer vacation for my daughter, so it's going to be a little difficult to, you know, record when she's around. But I will definitely try to get some more episodes out between now and September. September will probably become more regular since she'll be back in school. I am still currently working on my Michael and Kathleen Peterson episode, so please stay tuned for that. That's going to be the next episode, which I'm super excited about. I'll be also talking about the Netflix docuseries called The Staircase, which is based on the Peterson case. So I'm super excited for that. But yeah, it's going to be a very fun summer. I am actually going to be at the Canadian True, or I guess it's actually called, yeah, the Canadian True Crime Podcast Meetup in Toronto on July 22nd. So if you happen to be there, just look for me in my I Love the Salty Canadian Podcast shirt. My husband will also be wearing another shirt that just says the Salty Canadian Podcast. So I'll be very, very easy to find. Well, basically, that's it for me tonight. So, just also one last thing before I go. Please don't forget about my Patreon only giveaway. Sign up for Patreon for a little as a dollar. Get entered in the giveaway. The only ones entered right now are Mary and Karen. So, those two are like neck and neck for the prize right now. So please head over to Patreon. Even if you just want to stick out the 2 months, it ends Labor Day in September. So hopefully I see some more. If you want to stop donating after then, you can. Looks like I might end up having to purchase a new mic. I don't know yet. So funds for that would be awesome, and I plan on getting more stickers and stuff in the future, so please head over to Patreon and join in on that giveaway.
Don't be salty, and have a great day, eh?